These are a bunch of poems that I've never heard before by Francis Thompson. This is called Before Her Portrait in Youth. As lovers banish from their ladies' faces and hopeless of her grace, fashion a ghostly sweetness in its place, fondly adore. Some stealth one cast attire she wore, a kerchief or a glove, and at the lover's beck, into the glove, there fleets the hand, or at impetuous command, up from the kerchief floats the virgin neck. So I, in very lowlihood of love, too shyly reverencing, to let one thought's light bowl, light footfall smooth, tread near the living consecrated thing, treasure me thy cast youth. This outworn vesture, tenantless of thee, hath yet my knee, for that, with show and semblance fair, of the past her, who once the beautiful discarded raiment bare, it cheateth me, as gale to gale drifts breath of blossom's death. So dropping down the years from hour to hour, this dead youth scent is wafted me today. I sit, and from the fragrance stream the flower. So then she looked, I say, and so her front sunk down, heavy beneath the poet's iron crown, on her mouth museful sweet, even as the twin lips meet, did thought and sadness greet, sighs in those mournful eyes. So put on visibilities, as viewless either turns, in deep on deep to dies, thus long ago. She kept her meditative paces slow, through maiden meads, with waved shadow and gleam, of locks half lifted on the winds of dream, till love upcaught her to his chariot's glow, yet voluntary, happier Proserpine. This drooping flower of youth thou lettest fall. I, faring in the cockshut light astray, find on my lated way, and stoop and gather for memorial, and lay it on my bosom, and make it mine. To this, the all of love, the stars allow me, I dedicate and vow me. I reach back through the days, a troth hand to the dead, the last trump shall not raise, the water wraith that cries from those eternal sorrows of thy pictured eyes, entwines and draws me down their soundness intricacies. This poem is called To a Poet Breaking Silence. Too warily had we in song been left to look and left to long. Yes, song and we too long and look, since thine acquainted feet forsook the mountain where the muses hymn for Sinai and the seraphim. Now in both the mountains shine, dress thy countenance twice divine. For Moses and the muses draw the tables of thy double law, his red-born fount and castle, let the one rock bring forth for thee, renewing so from either spring the songs which both thy countries sing. Or we shall fear lest, heaven thus long, thou shouldest forget thy native song, and mar thy mortal melodies with broken stammer of the skies. Ah, let the sweet birds of the Lord with earth's waters make accord. teach how the crucifix may be carven from the laurel tree, fruit of the Hesperides, burnish take on Eden trees, the muse's sacred grove wet be with the red dew of Olivet, and Sappho lay her burning brows in white Cecilia's lap of snows. Thy childhood must have felt the stings of two divine overshadowings. Its odorous heart have been a blossom that in darkness did unblossom. Those fireflies of God to invite burning spirits which by night bear upon their laden wing to such hearts impregnating. For flowers that night wings fertilize mock down the stars and steady eyes, and with a happy sleepless glance gaze the moon out of countenance. I think thy girlhood's watchers must have took thy folded songs on trust and felt them as one feels the stir of still lightnings in the hair. When conscious hush expects this cloud to speak the golden secret loud which tacit air is privy to, flasked in the grape the wine they knew ere thy poet mouth was able for its first young starry babble. Keepest thou not yet the subtle grace? Yet in the silent inner space God sets his poems in thy face. The loom which mortal verse affords out of weak and mortal words wovest thou thy singing weed in to a rune of thy far Eden. Vain are all disguises, ah, heavenly incognita. Thy mane bewrayeth through the what wrong the great Uranian house of song, as the vintages of earth taste of the sun that ripened their birth. We know what never cadent sun thy lamped clusters throbbed upon, what plumed feet the winepress trod. Thy wine is flavorous of God. Whatever singing robe thou wear has the paradisial air, and some gold feather it has kept shows what floor it lately swept. Okay. This next poem is called Manus Animam Pinxit. Lady who holds on me dominion, within your spirit's arm I stay me fast against the fell, and mitigate ravening of the gates of hell, and claim my right in you, most hardly won, of chaste fidelity upon the chaste. Hold me and hold by me, lest both should fall, O in high escalade, high companion, even in the breach of heaven's assaulted wall, like to a wind-sown sapling grow I from the clift sweet of your skyward jetting soul, shook by all gusts that sweep it, overcome by all its clouds incumbent. O be true to your soul, dearest as my life to you, for if that soil grows sterile, then the whole of me must shrivel from the topmost shoot of climbing poesy, and my life killed through, dry down and perish to the foodless root. Sweet summer, unto you this swallow drew by secret instincts inappeasable that did direct him well, lured from his galid north which wrought him wrong, wintered of sunning song by happy instincts inappeasable. Ah, yes, that led him well. Lured to the untried regions in the new climes of auspicious you, to twitter there and in his singing dwell. But ah, if you, my summer, should grow waste with grieving skies overcast, for such migration my poor wing was strong, not once it has no power to fare again forth over the heads of men, nor other summers for its sanctuary. But from your mind's chilled sky it needs must drop and lie with stiffened wings among your soul's forlornest things, a speck upon your memory, a lack, a dead fly in a dusty window crack. O therefore, who are, what words beings to such mysteries, as raiment to the body is, should rather hide than tell, chaste and intelligential love, whose form is as a grove, hushed with the cooing of an unseen dove, whose spirit to touch my thrills purer far than is the tingling of a silver bell, whose body other ladies well might bear as soul, yea, which it profanation were. For all but you to take as fleshly woof, being spirit truest proof, whose spirit sure is lineal to that which sang magnificent. Chastest, since such you are, take this curbed spirit of mine, which your own eyes invest with light divine, for lofty love and high oxalar, in daily exalt emprise, which outsoars mortal eyes, this soul which on your soul is laid, as maid's breast against breast of maid, beholding how your own I have engraved on it, and with that purging thoughts have laved, this love of mine from all mortality, indeed the copy is a painful one, and with long labor done, oh, if you doubt the thing you are, lady, come then and look in me. Your beauty, Deanne, dress and contemplate, within a pool to Deanne consecrate, unveil the spirit, lady, when you will, for unto all but you, 'tis veiled still, unveil, and fearless gaze there you alone, and if you love the image, 'tis your own. Okay. I'm gonna stop reading Francis Thompson poems.